Hello?
Talisha?
Yes.
Hey, this is Greg. I'm one of your neighbors. I live like 5 blocks from you.
Uh-huh.
Are you home right now?
You say your name is Greg?
Yeah, I don't know you or anything. Me and my roommates, we're physics students over at the IUPUI. You know?
Uh-huh.
We've made this egg launcher. We're getting ready to launch a bunch of eggs at your house from 5 blocks away. I was wondering if you could
what?
Go. We're physics students, and we've devised this system. It's like a I know what they're called, but I don't know how to pronounce it because I'm not a history student.
How did you get my number?
I looked it up on the internet, and also one of my roommates is a hacker. So we're getting ready to launch.
What?
Listen, we're getting ready to launch eggs, like about 3 dozen eggs, and they're all going to land on your roof. And I was wondering if you could go out there and tell us if they hit on target. Because there's only 4 of us here, and we need all of us here to record the data and pull the thing.
Are you serious?
Trebuchet. Yeah, you know, like one of those things from that movie about faxing human beings to the past.
How did you get my work number?
Oh, this is your work number? I don't know. That would have been Chad. He's the hacker. And he looked it up. I don't know. Are you home right now, though?
Do not launch any eggs at my house.
No, they're just going to hit the roof. Like, you could stand on your front porch and they won't touch you.
Why did you pick me? Why did you pick me?
Oh, no, it's nothing personal. It's just you are in direct, you know, like, just the perfect angle from our house.
Like, no, please don't. You don't have permission to do that.
No, they're just going to hit your roof, and they'll just get washed
away. You don't have permission to do that.
They'll just get washed away in the rain. You're going to see eggshells, like, in your gutter.
You don't have permission to do that.
Ma'am, we're just physics students. You know, it's just like a weird little...
You don't have permission to do that.
Ma'am, we're bored out of our minds with this fucking COVID. We just
do not have permission to do that.
But... I don't think we need permission because you're 5 blocks from us. We could just say it was an accident. I thought you'd...
And you were being recorded because you called my work number, so they record all phone calls.
So if
you say it's an accident, I gotta record.
Where do you work at?
Don't worry about it.
Well, you're not home then?
Don't worry about it.
Can you just go out and tell us if the eggs hit?
No, I'm going to call the police.
No, don't call the...
Get the cell phone and let me call the police.
No, don't do that. Come on. We're just students. Like, we're not, we don't mean any harm.
Because I don't even know how y'all calling my work phone with this.
I told you, Chad's a hacker. He got your number. We're physics students, ma'am. We know how to do things. But ma'am.
Yeah, I know how to do things too.
Okay.
I'm going to call the cops.
No, don't do that.
And give them your number.
Okay.
And let them talk to you.
Okay, look, I'm going to come clean with you. We're not really physics students, and we're not really launching eggs at your house, okay? Ma'am?
How may I help you? I don't have time to play games.
Okay, no, I wasn't playing games. I'm actually with Royco's Distraction Services, and I was hired to distract you for exactly 3 minutes and 45 seconds, and I'm done. I've distracted you. I've successfully completed my contract. Oh, no.
Hello.
Okay, listen, ma'am, I'm actually with the local radio station, WKRP, and I was just kidding.
Yes. With me.
Yeah, I was just messing with you. You have been...
You've just been...
Butt slammed.
On the Gerbil and the Butt Show, 100.3, the Gerbil.
We had you going, didn't we? What?
Who had you to prank me?
Do you know someone named Brittany?
Who?
Brittany. Do you know Brittany? I think she said she worked with you or something.
No, I don't know Brittany.
We got you good. We sure got you, didn't we?
I don't know Brittany.
Yeah.
See, if you hadn't called me on this phone, I would have got you. But I was trying to keep it professional because you called my work phone and I ain't want to cuss your ass out.
Oh, thank God, then, because, you know, we would have had to edit all that out on the radio, because we're totally on the radio right now. You're on the air.
You put me on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the air right now. What's your favorite station?
B103 Chicago.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, late. Oh,
hello?
She hung up on me.
Hi, is this Royco Trucking?
No.
No!
Fuck you.
How you doing?
Shit.
I am the Easter Bunny.
Shit.
Well, where?
No, you're not.
Whoa. Shit, fuck.
Because you're not?
Fuck.
Oh, Lord.
You get off of my phone.
My mother is retarded.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Supervisor immediately.
I don't give a shit what other people do.
Well, we know that's not good business. You bring it to our house.
You throw the box on side the road.
No,
side the road.
What is this bullshit?
I'm sick of your bullshit. I'm hanging up.
Yeah.
Immediately.
But
okay.
Thanks, thank you. Thanks for being an unhelpful cunt. Hi. Hello. Is Mary Brown?
It's time to business.
Thanks, Joe DeVita, for that intro song. Hey, everyone, this is the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. Today is March 16th, 2022, and this is episode 748. It's brought to you by FN Reality, the Prime Minister of Australia, Brown Magic, Ryan B., and Arbitrary Alex. They support the show over on Patreon, which usually gets you an extra show every single week called a Hobosode for some reason. I'm really bad at naming shows. So a few things before we get started. Number one, there are albums. You all know about the albums. There's a vinyl by Vista Blue, and there's a CD by me. I'll put the links in the show notes again if you're interested in either of those. A CD of prank calls or an album of Snowplow Show intro songs. What else? Prankcast. That's an amazing website that Milkbox has set up. I need to try doing a live show on there. He keeps adding features. This site is a billion times better than Mixlr. Everyone check it out, prankcast.net. That's where a lot of people are broadcasting now, like last night. Wasted Memory was on there tonight. I think the Graveyard Goons said they're going to start broadcasting on there, so they might be on there tonight. And then after the Graveyard Goons, the Devon's Take Your Pants Off show. She used Prankcast for the first time last week, I think. So tonight, this evening, take a look on Prankcast. There might be two shows happening on there tonight. And I think that's all the intro we need to do. Let's do some calls now.
Hello.
Hi, Darlene.
Yes?
It's Steve Dave. I'm with the Royco's tree service. Oh, boy. We treated your lawn. I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Okay.
Yeah, we just sprayed.
I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
Oh, I just told you who I am. It's Steve Dave with Royco's Tree Service. And we came to your house.
Why would you treat my lawn? I didn't hire you.
Whoa, hey, calm down. It's because we got some numbers mixed up on the address. It was supposed to be your neighbor.
Oh.
So I'm sorry about that. So we sprayed your entire lawn front and back. And it's no big deal. You don't have to pay for it. Just an accident, you know?
Okay. When did you do that?
A few days ago, Chad came over and sprayed it.
I don't remember seeing anyone in our yard, and we're home most of the time.
Oh, okay. Well, probably because you're just sitting there watching TV.
Well, I do work crossword puzzle a lot, picture puzzles.
Yeah. You're probably looking at the picture puzzle. But yeah, it's a chemical treatment, and it should start taking effect soon, and sorry about that.
What's it supposed to do?
It's going to change the color of your grass. It's going to genetically alter the color of your grass.
Okay.
So your grass is going to be more of an orange-blue color?
Why would anyone do that?
Oh, you haven't seen other people's lawns where they do that? They just make their lawns a different color?
No.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I like green grass.
Oh, you're not going to have green grass anymore. Yours is going to be like a fluorescent orange.
You've got to be shitting me.
No, ma'am. No, and basically...
I can't believe you would dare to make my lawn orange.
Ma'am, it was an accident. It was supposed to be for this lady down the street. Her name's Amy. So
I don't know any Amy down the street. And I can't believe any of my neighbors would want to have an orange lawn.
No, ma'am, it's fluorescent orange. In the evenings, you can look at it, and it basically glows. It's like
I think you're nuts.
No, All right, bye. Ma'am, I'm not nuts. It's phosphorescent. I don't know why I said orange blue. You guys have been telling me to do some more True Green calls, though, so I thought I'd do that. I was trying not to say True Green in that one, but I think that's just confusing if I don't say True Green, because everybody knows what True Green is. I guess I could say Kimlon.
Hello?
What the heck, Wendy? You hung up on me.
No, there was nobody there.
You didn't say anything. Like, it just hung up.
Oh.
It just, okay. I didn't hear you say, I think is what you did. You probably said hello, and then you picked up the phone.
That could have been.
Yeah, it happens.
No telling.
Well, anyway, I'm with True Green. We accidentally sprayed chemicals on your lawn. Sorry about that.
You did?
Yeah, over the weekend. I just found out, you know, the real customer, they're like, why didn't you spray our lawn? And we're like, because we sprayed it. It was an accident.
Because they sprayed too. The other company did something the other day too.
What other company? Kimlon?
No. Who's this?
Oh, I'm with True Green. This is Steve Dave.
Oh, True Green. Yeah. I don't have True Green.
Oh, you do now. It's all over your lawn.
Oh my God! Because the other company, Superior Fertilizer.
You know, that's just the name of their company. They're not actually superior to us.
Oh, no, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but that's who we're using. But they were out the other day.
Yeah, this is going to turn your lawn, the treatment that we did to it, it won't kill your lawn or anything, but it's going to genetically modify it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more blocky.
More blocky.
Yeah.
And with what they put on, who knows what's going to happen.
Oh, no. They shouldn't affect each other. You know, whatever they did will be fine. It's just that your lawn is going to be genetically modified so that it has, like, a lower resolution.
Oh. All right. Well, as long as it doesn't bother it any.
No, it'll be fine. It'll just look a little more blocky.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for letting me know that you sprayed the wrong people's grass. But all right, if I have an issue, I'll call True Green.
Okay, well, it's gonna look like your vision's going. It's gonna look like a lower resolution, and it's gonna look blocky, and it won't feel as smooth on your feet because it's gonna have more corners to it. It's gonna be like Legos.
Oh, it looks like Legos. Okay, and what kind of chemical did you put down?
Well, Legos, but also it's just going to look like a lower resolution grass.
It's just going to look like a lower, but what did you put on the grass?
Fertilizer,
what is it? Is it fertilizer?
It's not fertilizer. This actually goes in there and it modifies the genetic structure of the grass.
Oh, is it like a pre-emergent?
No, this is a brand new thing they're just now starting to do, but it genetically modifies the grass.
Wait a minute, hold on.
No, just tell me what.
Okay, I have you on speakerphone so my husband can hear you and what you did.
Okay, well, did you hear me, husband?
No, I didn't. Just put you on speaker.
Okay, yeah, we just accidentally treated your lawn. There's no charge or anything for it. We just got the wrong address. That's all.
Okay, I'm wondering. What do you put on? What did you treat it with?
Oh, it's this new treatment. It's genetic modification treatment that makes your lawn a lower resolution. It's not the full 1080p anymore.
Okay, I'm still not understanding what it is.
Oh,
it's not a fertilizer or a weed killer.
Oh, no, this is going to modify the genetic composition of the grass, and it's going to start to look like you're playing Minecraft. It's going to be all blocky. And the grass is going to look blurry. It's going to be like a lower resolution.
It sounds like you're talking about a TV picture.
Yeah, well, that's kind of...
actually doing?
It's the same concept.
I mean, I don't want to look like a checkerboard.
Yeah, well, you got it. That's basically what it's going to be. It's going to... I mean, you know, it won't be that bad, but it's going to look all blocky and low resolution. And when you step on it in your bare feet, it's going to hurt a little bit. It's going to be like a little bit rougher. Because it's all blockier now. There's more sharper edges.
Okay.
Yep, it's just going to be
what is it doing?
Low resolution grass is what you've got now.
Okay, see, low-resolution grass doesn't mean anything to me. I'd like to have that explained.
Oh, it's a genetic modification. I don't understand it either. I ain't no scientist. I just work here at True Green.
Okay. This is crazy.
What's all that beeping?
It's crazy.
I said, what's all that beeping?
That's the car. I just brought it in the garage.
Oh, why don't you shut it up? It's annoying.
Why would I want to do that?
I don't know, because it was beeping in my ear. It was really loud.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that. It couldn't have been that loud. It wasn't loud in my ear. But at any rate, we'll keep it in mind. Hopefully it doesn't damage the yard.
Oh, it won't damage it. It's just going to make it more low resolution, and it's going to be in black and white.
Is this a joke?
No. No, why would you ask that?
Why would you have a black and white lawn?
Oh, people are doing that a lot these days. They're treating their lawn to be different colors. Cause we can,
oh, you are a joke.
No, we can genetically modify your lawn to be any color you want. We did this lady in your neighborhood. Her lawn's orange. Have you seen it?
Either hang it up or something. You shouldn't even talk to this fool.
Hey, ma'am, don't let him tell you what to do. Don't let him be like that to you. You do what you want.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling. Now, if anything goes wrong,
this guy isn't from True Green.
You tell him, like, I'm my own person and I do what I want, honey.
But it doesn't work that way.
Yes, it does. It's 2022.
I'm not a.
Do you make her do all the dishes too?
You damn right I do. I don't make her; she wants to.
Oh yeah, because you've.
Hey, why don't you take it and hop on your broom and go back to where you came from,
ma'am? Don't let him abuse you. All right, that didn't work out too well. And I don't know how much of it you all heard, and I'm going to try and edit most of it out. But I was getting a phone call, like on my real phone, on my cell phone, during that call, and I was about to abandon the call. And I actually answered while she was talking, and it was just a wrong number. They were asking for someone else's name. So luckily, I was able to hang up. But you might hear some weirdness in that call, like a phone ringing in the background. Let's see if I can get some more people to pick up here.
Hello.
Anita?
Yeah?
Oh, thank God you answered. This is Roy from True Green. We accidentally sprayed your lawn. We were supposed to do a neighbor's.
Okay.
I just needed to let you know we sprayed your lawn.
With what?
Chemicals. And it's no big deal. We're not going to charge you. We're just calling to let you know we accidentally sprayed it.
Was it fertilizer? Was it insect killer? Was it pre-emergent? What?
Grass killer. Because this custom,
what?
It's grass killer. This customer is wanting to put rocks down instead of grass. So this is going to slowly eradicate that entire lawn.
Okay.
So, yep, sorry about that. It's an honest mistake. We just got some digits messed up on the paperwork.
Okay, and what are we going to do about our lawn?
Well, you can get some rocks. It's better for the earth, really, the rocks are.
You think, huh?
Yeah, it definitely is. 'Cause that way
I need your name. I need your name, your phone number, your manager's number.
Oh, I already told you my name, and my phone number is on caller ID. So my manager is Carol Gerstburns.
Carol Gerstburns?
Yes.
Hold on.
All right. So just write that down, and I'll let you go. I'm very sorry for the inconvenience, ma'am.
No, I need to get this information down while it's...
Oh, I already told you all the three things that you wanted.
Okay, Carol Gerstburn?
Yeah, Gerstburn.
G-I-R-S-T?
Uh-huh. Yeah, common spelling. And then
B-U-R-N?
Yeah.
And you have her phone number.
Yeah. Well, I could just transfer you over there.
That would be a good idea.
Office. Okay. Okay.
Is she there?
Oh, yeah, she's in her office right now. Doesn't look like she's on the phone. Let me try and transfer you over.
Okay.
Just a minute, please.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Shut the fuck up.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Hello, Carol. I was just talking with one of your people.
Which one?
Who said, I'm not sure.
I'm just kidding. It's Roy. He's the only one working here today. Yeah, he's the only one in here. So
sprayed,
had to be him. Because he was just waving at me and said, hey, give me the phone motion.
Yeah, and what was his name again?
Roy.
Roy? Uh-huh. Well, Roy said that he sprayed chemical killer on our lawn by mistake.
He told me about that. He doesn't even spray the lawns. He just works the phone here. It would have been Douglas that sprayed the lawn. Douglas and his crew.
Uh-huh.
So, it's lawn killer. It's grass killer, that's all. And that's good for the earth, you know?
Which isn't what we wanted.
Yeah,
done.
But if you put rocks down, it's better for the earth.
Yeah, well, I don't want to put rocks down. So, what are we going to do about this?
Oh, I don't know. It'll grow back eventually.
No, it won't.
Oh,
you just put killer on the lawn.
Yeah, it'll take a while. And you might need to put some grass seed down.
Well, see, we had turf put down when we were here at the house. Mm-hmm. Our lawn is in good shape. And you just sprayed something on it that killed it?
Yeah, it's going to make all the grass
fall
out.
You're not thinking, and we're going to have a whole yard with dead grass, and you don't think you need to do anything about it, but us that we need to throw seed down?
Yeah, well, not dead grass exactly. The grass is just going to kind of dissolve. You know, it's just going to fly away into the wind. So it's
the grass is going to dissolve and fly away into the wind.
Yeah, so it's going to be more like dirt than yellow grass, than dead grass.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Well, we don't want dirt, so what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to say I'm very sorry. It was Douglas's fault. He got the numbers backwards on the paperwork.
Yeah, I understand that. And what is your position there at True Green?
We were supposed to do Maxine's yard. She's several blocks away.
Yeah, that's fine. But what is your position at True Green? Are you a manager or supervisor?
Yeah. Well, I'm the regional manager, yes.
Regional manager?
Yep.
And could I have your direct number?
Sure, yeah. It'd be
4-6-1-2-5-6-9?
Yeah, 6-1-2-8.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and it's just grass. It's nothing to worry about. It's just a little bit of grass.
Well, it is something to worry about because we really want to have a nice lawn.
Yeah,
and we've paid money to have it cared for, and having it die and blow away is not going to be acceptable.
They sprayed it very uniformly all over the entire lawn, front and back. So, it'll all fall out together, and it'll look nice.
No, it won't.
It's like when
I'm trying to figure out whether this is a joke or whether you're for real.
I don't joke. I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian. Well, that's very good.
Thank you. I hope you are, too.
When was this done?
Over the weekend. It looks like Douglas went out over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And
who is your supervisor?
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So, ma'am, I'm very sorry about this whole thing. The grass will come back eventually. You just got to wait it out. It's no big deal.
So you want me to just wait for God's will on this?
Yeah, just, you know, it's going to rain someday. Put some seed down whenever it rains. And that'll help that'll put grass in the ground. Put those seeds in.
Sure.
Where are they located?
And where are you located?
Ma'am, can you tell David just to hush up back there? Tell him the adults are speaking.
Who is this?
My name is Carol Gersperms. We already went over this. You spelled the name and everything. Hello? Anita?
Yeah, I just wanted to put you on speaker.
How come?
So my husband could hear.
Oh, okay. But does that mean he's going
to
chime in?
What seems to be the situation here? True Green sprayed some stuff on our yard. Oh, on what day?
Yeah, and Anita's acting like it's a big deal. It's just grass killer, and it's gonna make the grass fly away uniformly across the entire lawn. It's going to dissolve and fly away into the wind.
Where is your office located? Your office?
Well, I mean, that's where I live, and it's a home-based office.
I'm not following you. You're with True Green?
Ma'am, you need to calm down.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I just don't understand what's happened here. What day did they spray it on?
It was over the weekend. I think it would have been a Sunday. So,
they sprayed grass killer on the yard.
Yeah, so...
And you're telling me the grass is going to just disappear and then it'll just grow back?
Well, it'll grow back if you put some more seed down. You just got to put a little more seed down and then water
it
a bunch.
We don't put seed down. The yard was put down with sod. They don't put seed down over here. So I don't understand what you're driving at. You'd have to replace, True Green will have to replace it with sod.
Oh, no. It's just an honest mistake. The customer put the wrong address on the form.
The customer put the wrong address on the form?
Yeah, they put
who
down,
was the
they,
customer?
They put down a 9 instead of a 2. I think they just had
Who is hander. The customer? Who is the customer?
Maxine. She lives down the street.
Okay. And they were replacing their yard. They're having their grass killed off.
Yeah, like sensible people, because it's better for the earth that way. If you don't have a lawn and you don't have to use a lawnmower to put emissions
into
the
air. Yeah, well, What are they replacing it with?
They're going to put rocks down. Rocks and landscaping and bushes.
Okay, but do you understand we don't want rock? So it does matter to us.
Well, yeah, you're just being silly, though. I mean, it's just a lawn. It's no big deal. You guys spend all your time indoors anyway. That made him hang up. I noticed
he didn't argue with that, though. He wasn't like, oh, no, we don't. We're outside all the time. We use our yard. He just hung up on me.
Hello?
Hi, Paul.
Yes.
Hey there. It's Steve Dave from True Green. I was just calling to apologize.
What, True Green?
Yeah, we accidentally sprayed your lawn over the weekend.
You did?
Yeah, over the weekend.
What did you spray it with?
It's a grass killer. Like industrial strength grass killer.
You sprayed my grass with grass killer?
Yeah, but I mean the good news is that it's not going to die until we do all three treatments. But the bad news is that they're going to show up this coming weekend with another treatment, because as far as they're concerned, it's already been paid for. So,
well, that doesn't make sense.
Well, it's our contractor. You know, they go out and do the spraying, and it's already in the computer. There's no way to take it out, so they're going to be there this Friday to do a second treatment.
Stop them?
I don't see how. So they're going to be here on Friday. They're going to be there on Friday.
Whoa, stop. What do you mean you can't stop them?
Sir, we've already put it in the computer, and they've already seen it on their computer.
Call them up and stop them.
Sir, I don't think you understand how the industry works. Like, at two more treatments, and your lawn's going to be just completely gone. It's going to be like a mud pit.
I'm hanging up on you. You're being crazy.
No, I'm not being crazy, sir. Why do you think I'm being crazy?
Why would you spray my lawn anyway?
Well, it was an accident. They transposed some digits. They were supposed to do Maxine down the street from you.
And what do you want of me?
I'm just calling to apologize for the entire thing. It's a big old mess. But don't worry, we're gonna.
You're gonna kill my lawn, and you're apologizing.
Yes, I'm very sorry for the two future treatments. It's gonna happen starting on Friday. That will complete the work order.
That's crazy. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
What do you mean it's stupid?
You're going to kill my lawn, but you're calling me to apologize.
Well, it was an accident. Would you rather me not apologize?
I'd like you to replace my lawn if that's the case.
Well, it's not dead yet.
Where are you calling from?
From the True Green, the regional office.
The regional office at True Green?
Correct, yes.
And how do you put this in here? The regional office at True Green.
What do you mean?
Where are you located?
How do I put it in?
Where are you located?
Whoa, calm down.
And what house were you supposed to do?
We're supposed to do Maxine's house. So I just wanted to call and say I'm really sorry about the entire thing. And they'll be there Friday to do the second treatment.
They better not be here Friday.
I'm sorry.
I don't want them on my property.
We've already put it in the computer, sir. It's going to happen.
Put it in the computer to stop them.
There's not a way to do that. We just send them the orders, the work orders through the computer.
Who does it?
Royco. Royco's, you know, they're an independent contractor.
Well, call Royco.
Well, you know, they don't speak English that well, and I'm uncomfortable talking to people that don't speak English.
You're crazy.
Why are you going between laughing at me and yelling at me? You seem crazy.
Because you're crazy. You don't want to talk to somebody that you put in a work order that is going to kill my property, my lawn.
It was an accident.
And you don't want to talk to these people to stop them because whatever the reason, they don't speak English or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how you communicate with them to begin with. Look, I'm
going
to hang up.
It's through the
computer. I'm going to hang up. I don't care about your computer. I don't care about your computer.
Now you're yelling at me about my computer.
I'm not. No, I'm
not. I don't appreciate you. You owe me an apology, sir.
Look, I'm going to hang up on you right now.
Okay, after you apologize,
I'm going to
tell you apology first.
I want to tell you right now that I want these people not on my property. You understand me?
No, they won't come by after the next two treatments.
No. I don't want them on Friday either. I don't want them Friday either. I'm going to hang up, and I've had it.
You keep saying that, but you don't do it. And you haven't apologized yet. Oh, there. He did it. He hung up on me. I got to try that again. I got to tell him it's not finished yet, but it will be this weekend.
Hello?
Hi, Paul. Paul?
Who's calling?
Oh, it's Steve Dave with True Green. We accidentally treated your lawn over the weekend, so I'm just calling to apologize for that. We were supposed to do Maxine's lawn down the street from you.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yep, just on the paperwork, there was a couple digits transposed. It was just the wrong address in there. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay.
What was it treated for?
This is the first treatment. This is just kind of a primer. And then on Friday, they're going to come in and they're going to put the grass killer down.
Grass killer?
Yeah. This is kind of like the pre-grass killer. And next weekend, they're going to do the second treatment, and that should just completely eradicate all of the grass in your front and backyard.
Who ordered this?
Is Maxine down the street from you?
Why?
Well, she was going to put some rocks in her yard, you know, do some landscaping. But, just some numbers got mixed up on the address, and we did your address instead. You know? Hello?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
First off, why didn't this come up under the Maytag Factory Center?
It's an error with the phone company. I don't actually work for Maytag. I get that a lot.
So who do you work for?
True Green.
True Green. And you sprayed our lawn to kill it.
Yeah, well, we did the primer coat over the weekend, and they're going to come on Friday and do the second coat, which will officially set it into motion. It was Maxine, sir.
I don't know who Maxine is. I don't know who you are even talking about.
You must have the wrong address.
That's the neighbor. That's your neighbor, Maxine. No, we asked.
No, I've got no neighbor, Maxine.
Hey, quiet, ma'am. We did 85 loop.
If you did something to my lawn, I'll sue your ass.
85.
Sir, can you shut that woman up, please? Like, she's being really, really irritating.
Excuse me.
I own the house.
Well, excuse me.
Well, ma'am.
What is the address that you treated?
Barbara, you need to shut up. We did the 85.
You better hang up on that motherfucker.
Why is she cursing
Don't
at me?
Don't come back.
No, we have to come back on Friday to do the second coat.
You have no authorization to be on my property.
Yeah, but we already sent it in the computer, so they're going to be there on Friday, the work team, the work crew.
No, they don't know the whole
shit. This is a scam.
It's not a scam. I'm not...
Shut up, Barbara.
Will you tell Barbara to shut up, please? She won't quit yakking over there.
They won't pay me
Barbara? Barbara?
What is your name?
Oh, my name is Steve Dave. I'm with True Green.
What is it?
Steve Dave. I'm with True Green. So I just wanted to... Yeah, all I'm doing... I'm not calling to scam you. I'm just calling to apologize. I'm very sorry that we've treated your lawn, and we're going to do the second coat this weekend. I'm very sorry about all of that. So I'm just... That's it. I'm sorry.
First of all, you didn't give me the... What was the address that you treated?
I gave it to you a couple different times.
No, you didn't.
Well, it's your address. Yours and Barbara's.
No, that's not my address. That's not my full address.
Yeah, it's on the paperwork, sir. I don't have it here in front of me. I'm just calling to apologize. And then that wife of yours just won't shut the fuck up.
There's no apology needed. First of all, I need you to. I want you to email me the paperwork that you have.
Well, I'm not emailing shit, sir.
Really?
I'm just calling to apologize for everything that happened.
There is no apology. You can't apologize for what you did. If you treated my lawn without my knowledge, this is.
Yeah, it was an accident. Maxine put the wrong address on the form.
There is no Maxine. I don't know who you're talking about, Maxine. We have no neighbors, Maxine.
There is too a Maxine.
Why would my neighbor operate?
Will you tell that wife of yours just to shut up?
You know, if came over here right now, I would probably knock you out for the way you're talking about my wife. So I would appreciate it if you would stop saying that.
Probably your wife would be screeching in the background and would throw you off and you'd miss. All right, he's gone. And I am calling from the one area where I happen to have a phone number that just happens to be the Maytag repair line. That's not my fault. I didn't do that on purpose. I just ended up with her old number or something somehow. So that's why he said that. I didn't do that. I'm calling from my own legit phone number that just happens to be listed as a Maytag number through no fault of my own. Oh, look at this. We're getting a call back from those people.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this? Hello?
Hi.
What do you need? Who's this? Better not be a telemarketer again.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Where's your husband?
What?
I want to talk to your husband.
My husband?
Yeah.
I don't have a husband.
I just got a call from him earlier on this number.
From my husband? Did he say he was Carol's husband?
No, I'm sorry.
That was in every call, though.
Sir, are you? It might have been my son. My son Jacob. He might have been in there making prank calls again.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you. That solves the problem. Yeah, that's what it was.
Is that what was going on? Is he making prank calls again? What did he say?
Yes. Oh my God, he was driving. He told me that they treated our lawn and that it was.
Sir, I wish I could hear you, but that wife of yours in the background keeps piping up. Why don't you tell her to shut the fuck up, please? Oh no. That made him hang up immediately. I heard him. Hold on.
I heard him laugh a little bit as he hung up, but as soon as I said that, he laughed and hung up on me. So that's nice. He's got a good sense of humor about the whole thing now. Hopefully that wife of his does too. And I guess that means he called the number and he got my voicemail for my new washing machine and dryer repair business, but I'm not seeing any voicemails in here from them, from anyone. So I bet that was confusing for him to tell me we weren't Maytag. And then he calls back and hears the voicemail. Oh yeah, I didn't tell you. He called back before. I saw it up on the screen as I was coming into the room. And I missed the call. And I just thought, oh well, I missed it. But then he called back. So I'm sure him and Barbara are having a nice laugh about the whole thing. You're welcome for that, Paul and Barbara.
Hey Brad, this is Man01.
Hey, Man01.
I just want to say...
What the hell? I'm in the middle of doing pranks. Why are you interrupting the prank segment, Man01? God.
I was listening to a show from 2016.
I guess we're just going to do voicemails now. Man01 says so.
You called a guy, and you kept telling him to stop screaming, and he was so calm, and it was a funny call. And you were cracking up the whole time, so you probably enjoyed it too. So yeah,
that's great.
Tell people things.
So you're saying that guy didn't react to the call, but I laughed at myself. That sounds awful.
Stop screaming,
Man01.
All the time. That sounds really fun. Take care.
Yeah, I remember I went through a phase of telling people to stop yelling at me, even though they weren't yelling at me. And by the way, Mano1, I got some mail from you. It was a nice little poster you sent of me and Kenny Rogers. What the hell am I supposed to do with that? Hang it in my living room?
Red! Lumberjack Pat!
Hey!
Long time caller, not long time listener. Well,
yeah.
Have you, being in Portland and all, ever...
Who says I'm in...
...eaten psilocybin mushrooms?
Portland. What?
Would you ever consider doing a episode when you're tripping balls?
Probably not.
Also,
because...
would you like to come ride this stump?
No.
Love you, Brad.
Thank you. I've never tried mushrooms ever in my entire life. I probably never will. But if I were using mushrooms, I probably wouldn't do them and then make prank calls. Because the prank calls would be terrible. Because I'm high on mushrooms. They'd only be funny to me.
Oh, Brad. This is my new first time caller. Blah, blah. Anyway, I was wondering, is Devin, is Stacey, they have the same voice. I feel like I'm missing out on some joke about her changing her name or something.
What?
Oh, brother. Anyway, I keep up the good work. Okay.
Yeah, I can't understand. I don't, like, you asked if Stacy and Devin are the same person? The answer is no. They sound nothing alike. How dare you?
Hey, Brad, it's Zoo. Just wanted to ask you what Gloria's poster was.
Wait, what?
Just wanted to ask you what Gloria's poster was.
Gloria? What?
On the vinyl.
Vinyl?
You know, because I'm listening to an old episode, and I thought this would be funny. That as it's coming out of my mouth, I'm realizing it's not as funny as I thought it was.
God damn it, Zoo.
So I'm going to hang up.
I'm sick of your bullshit. I'm going to block your number.
Hey, Brad. This is the Teen Wolfiest of the Jesuses.
Hey.
So, two things. Thank you.
What is wrong with everyone's audio today? I swear it's not my fault.
There was a prank call album. That was awesome. Great surprise. I had no idea it was coming. And thank you for the stickers as well.
Yeah. Anytime. All right. I got to stop this. I'm sorry. It goes on for a while longer and I can't tell what you're saying. And the Google translation thing isn't helping much. Let's see how this one sounds.
Hey, Redbox Chili Pepper. This is Despicable Dogs here.
Hey.
Apparently, my job was not happy that I installed an indoor pool because as I was trying to go for my second lap, you know, they like rushed in and was like, dog, why is there water running down the wall everywhere? Oh my God, what are you doing?
But, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I'd subscribe on the Patreon. And,
hate
you know,
that when that happens.
Give you a call. All right, bye.
Okay, thanks.
Cactus.
Let's listen to one more voicemail. Let me try and pick a good one here. And by good, I mean short. Here's a short one.
Hey, Brad. This is Chance from Indiana.
Hey.
I got your stickers this week. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the show. And
why, thank you, Chance.
I'm a diehard fan, and you're the man. Bye.
I sure am. I am the man, aren't I? Oh, look at this. That's a Corbin Guy voicemail that's 2.5 minutes long. I'm skimming over the transcription stuff, and I see the word Hitler in there a couple times. Okay. Thanks, Corbin Guy. All right, I'm done with voicemails. Thanks, everyone, for leaving voicemails. I'll get caught up on these eventually. And I'm going to do, I think, like, the next show I do is also going to be True Green Calls. So here's what I would like from all of you listeners. I would like you to give me some suggestions on what I should say to people about their lawns. If I'm True Green or Royco's lawn and tree and grass and landscaping services. Like, what should I say? Give me some ideas in the comments of the video or in the comments on the website. Anywhere you're listening to this, put some ideas in there. Hopefully I'll see them. I'm definitely going to do that thing again where I say that there's a couple more treatments coming out or maybe one more treatment happening this weekend because that seems to drive them crazy. Knowing that another one's coming and there's nothing I can do to stop it. Kind of like that robot we sent to that one guy's yard that he had to deactivate with voice commands. And there was nothing we could do to stop it. So yeah, leave some ideas and I will do my best to try them out. Thank you to the sponsors of the show this week, FN Reality, the Prime Minister of Australia, Brown Magic, Ryan B., and Arbitrary Alex. You can support the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers, and there's also Spotify. You can support on Spotify, and I think Apple's working now, but that hasn't been confirmed yet. I don't know if anyone's signed up on it yet. I don't think they have, but hopefully there will be a link in the show notes to that if you want to give Apple a try. See you next time, everybody.
I can't believe you would dare to make my lawn orange.